Hachette Audio presents The Walls, written by Holly Overton, read by Therese Plummer. To Mom, always and forever in my pocket. Love and death are the two great hinges on which all human sympathies turn. B.R. Hayden.
Dear Ms. Tucker, I hope this message finds you and your family happy and healthy. I am following up on the request I made regarding the date and time for my interview with 48 Hours. I've been in contact with Debbie, a lead investigative reporter, but she said she has not heard from your office. I know I've said it to you, but I will say it again to anyone who will listen. I am innocent. I did not murder my children. I cannot and will not stop fighting to prove my innocence. But the clock is ticking. The state of Texas is committed to executing me. My lawyers believe that if people actually heard the facts of my case, they'd see the truth. All I want is a new trial, and I'm hoping these interviews will help secure publicity to help pressure the courts to grant one. I look forward to seeing you this week and discussing my upcoming interviews in person. Warm regards, Clifton Harris. Chapter 1.
Mom, move your butt or we're gonna be late!
Christy Tucker heard her son's voice, annoyance dripping from each syllable. She glanced at the clock and cursed under her breath.
I'm coming, Rye,
she said, quickly pulling her brown hair into a bun. She grabbed her purse and headed toward her bedroom door, nearly tripping over the edge of the frame.